the elegant ferret.
Did you say an elegant ferret?
Yes, that's exactly right, Dave. Would you like some more ED drugs? At seat number one.
Elegant ferret.
You know. Everything sounds better in French.
Yes, it does, monsieur. Wow. I think the only thing that I don't like about this is that I'm going to finish it and I need more.
Yeah.
I really love this.
This is exquisite.
This is definitely what I would call, if you want to open something up at a really good family gathering, I think this is a great wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this is really awesome at, you know, a baby shower. you know,
been to many baby showers lately?
Well, you know, you're always looking for something as a alternative, you know, to serve at, you know, at gatherings of people. And it's like, oh, I can't drink wine. Well, I can't drink beer. And, you know, and I think this is the thing that you put in the mix to really, you know, push it over the top.
Yeah.
And say, I got you. You
game,
know,
game changer.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they'll have a half glass of this and going, whoa, we're going to stop and get a half a case of this on the way home.
Oh,
is this something you would, you could sell her, or do you need to probably drink it when it's like, it's as good as it's going to get?
Well, I have had some ciders that have been cellared, and I wouldn't say that they improve, you know, with cellaring. Now, this is actually cellared beforehand because this was finished in barrels, a Colada's barrel before it was bottled. But I would say, you know, if you're not consuming this probably in the first year or two, I think, you know, I don't think it's going to get any better.
Yeah.
I think the vinegar is going to settle in. And
okay. Yeah, and that
probably
makes sense.
Provide some off taste. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and it's a little lower ABV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the DuPont Reserve from Domaine DuPont, France, a 5.
And I don't know all the price points on these, but I'm betting that was probably the most expensive one at the table.
Probably one of the two most, yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
Don't let that influence your choice.
Oh, no.
No.
We'll be back with more in just a minute. Destination, but baby, the whole nation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is all about
that fella from the Villages.
Boy, yoing, yoing, yoing.
I was going to say it's all about cider.
At its core, this episode is definitely about apples
and ED drugs.
Well, yes. Gosh.
Okay, so we've had an American cider. We've had an English cider. We've had a French cider. And now we're going to go to Poland. And and we're going to talk about the cider, Miloslawski, from Brower Fortuna in Miloslaw, Poland.
Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake.
There you go.
My apologies. This is 4.5% ABV. It's a combination of several carefully selected varieties of apples cultivated in Poland.
Bad, good, bad, good.
Just don't use the ones with the worm in it.
So the Fortuna Brewery in Miloslav has cherished the tradition of brewing beer and other specialties since 1889.
So they make that Combs.
They do.
The porter that we really like.
Mm-hmm. They do. They have a wide variety of pilsners and ales. Yeah. They make an IPA even.
Anybody else getting like diacetyl?
A little. Something's off.
I got a bunch of it like right at the very first sip, but it seems to have kind of backed off a little bit.
I think Reggie'd like this with a little ecstasy.
And is that inappropriate?
Yeah.
Because it will put me in a spiritual place.
That's right. Like a little butter with my cider.
There is definitely something off. You know, at the top of the mid palate, you know, that kind of comes in and says, "Oh, hey, you're not supposed to be here."
Yeah. What are you getting out of this thing, Mike?
I don't think it's diacetyl, but it's something that's definitely buttery. That's for sure.
Yeah.
This is literally.
Remember, Mark, tell us how you really feel.
I think if you were to drop a stick of butter and add some vinegar on top of it and hit blend, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best way I can describe this taste profile. Like you're going to combine those things, you know, of your own free will.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Reminds me of Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. It's like some ED drugs on the back.
Like butter.
Wash it down really well.
Like butter. You could pour this in your little whirly pop on top of the stove with some of that.
Well, I'd be afraid how that would go.
But once you get past that
butter,
that initial taste, then the apples are pleasant underneath.
Maybe it's supposed to be like apple pie, you know, like
no,
like you know, buttery apples,
like cheddar apple pie.
Well, except butter.
I think it's that vinegar thing that's really taking all of this, you know, in a place that, you know, this really shouldn't go or shouldn't be there. And I don't know. It's kind of off-putting. I don't particularly like this.
And the fact that this is also naturally fermented, that could have
some
microflora that's in here that shouldn't be.
Well, it's from Vaudoir. He come over there and spit in that bucket. It's all natural.
I just like, you know, I guess this is the first one in the flight where cider is not their core. I get it. Core business.
Yeah.
Another core joke.
Maybe they should pivot to selling ED drugs in Poland.
You know, you slipped a little bit of that oral gel into this.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Talk about butter then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's going to be asking for more.
Love butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and drinking this somewhat cool or cold, it's passable, but I can't imagine it would get better as it warms up.
Wow.
It just gets butter. Sorry. I mean, not better.
Oh, that's sad.
I would go with this, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Miloslavsky, the...
Wait, how do you say it?
Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake.
Yeah, there you go.
It's great. Got a great body, butter face.
Nice.
Welcome, everybody. This is the matinee.
Yeah. Well, maybe we got a bad batch. We're not sure. But anyways, we are going to rate it a 1.
I hope we didn't get a good batch.
Please don't make me finish this, mommy.
Okay. Last but certainly not least, one of good old boy Mike's favorite colors, right?
Yes.
Yes. We are going to go to the wild berry cider from Berlin, Germany. This one is 4.9% ABV.
It's better than the last one.
Yeah. So tangy organic apple meets sweet wild berries. With notes of blackberry and sherry.
This is from Berlin.
Yeah, I know we don't like to talk about websites except for me, but the website for this brewery / gastronomy website is really interesting. It's very modern.
Can we just agree that Germans are weird? I mean, can we just
but
agree
they make
on that?
Great beer.
They make great beer, great cars. I mean, they're good at making stuff, but they're freaking weird.
Mildly
man.
Hairy women.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Hairy arms on their women. That's true.
Yes. Well, their website is very, very modern. And they are really proud of the food that they pair with their beer and with their ciders.
Does their website remind you of like an IKEA store? Or?
Actually, IKEA is more Swedish, I think.
I know, but it's still very modern. And
this is very fruit forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing that it's just lacks any body. It's just so very one-dimensional.
Well, now this, so...
It's almost like a fruit juice.
Now, another thing about this one versus the others. So, this is the only one that came in like a four-pack of like 12-ounce bottles or whatever, and the rest were in larger format.
Can you return the other three?
Hey, I like this one, actually. I think this... This bridges a little bit closer towards grocery store cider than the
absolutely.
Others.
Absolutely. This would go well in a Capri Sun pack.
But, you know, for younger people who are, you know, like the kind of people that go to Southern Grist Brewing to drink beer slushies, I think this is their cider, you know.
Yeah.
It's not complicated, and I don't think it has to be complicated.
No, this isn't.
This is definitely not complicated.
No, but I think for somebody that likes apples, doesn't love apples, and wants something a little bit more, this is a nice, easy gateway.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to be like, you know, a crisp cider lover.
Mary, would you like another hard seltzer?
Now, Mike, if they age this in a Calvados barrel...
I would think that it would probably have a lot more body and substance and depth to it.
See?
It's just so very one-dimensional. Yeah. It's just on and off so quick. This is something I would gift to my third least favorite cousin.
And see, like,
I would offer free samples while I'm peddling ED drugs.
Like this one, and the last one. Are like I said about the other one, like they're from breweries, like they're primarily a brewery.
But Gastronomy Center as well.
True. True. But they've, you know, a lot of breweries do this. They'll make a seltzer or they'll make some ciders or something to appeal to non-beer drinkers. And I think anytime you veer away from what your real business is, what you're good at, then you take the risk of making something that's not necessarily... gonna impress the crowd.
I would certainly prefer this to a seltzer.
Yeah, 100%.
completely. You know, interesting with the website that they have, for everything that they make, they have a drinking recommendation after they list what that particular...
Do they recommend this for a...
Could you bring me a bucket?
Do they recommend this for a guy named Mike?
Okay, it says combines beautifully with wild camping at the lake. Parenting in the big city or apple crumble.
Or you can give this to your fourth least favorite cousin.
Parenting in the big city?
I don't know what that means.
Either story works.
You're the reason you're the reason mommy drinks, you know.
Is the name of a really good cider.
Okay, how about wild camping at the lake? I don't understand that either, for that matter. Yeah. Unless maybe you're with the guy from Florida. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
I'd like to hear somebody order that cider.
Do not go camping with Reggie from Florida because...
Yeah. Could I have the cider that was made because mommy told me? Yeah. What was it?
You're the reason mommy drinks.
You're the reason mommy drinks, yes. Could I have that in a double, please?
Yeah. Exactly.
I think I could improve on this if you add a little bit of honey.
Because it's completely on the floor and needs anything.
It's better than the last
with
one.
A little bit of honey, you could make it into a Melomel.
Oh, yeah. Bump up the ABV a little
bit.
Exactly.
Well,
dry it out.
Adding more sugars to it is going to provide a lot more body and substance to it. But I don't... So their tasting note says that it's notes of blackberry and cherry. I think that is probably dead on. You know, it is definitely a hard mix. I would say heavy on the cherry side of the equation. If I had to pick between those two fruits.
I'd buy that, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful magenta.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's like, what I want at the end of the day. Do you have anything that's really good and purpley?
Yeah.
You know,
put something pretty in your mouth.
Just like it appears on their website.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of This Is Why Mommy Drinks?
Well, and this is the most modern of anything that we've had today at the table, because they started in 2014 as opposed to like 1700s, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is a modern take on what ciders can be. And also, this is Germany, which I'm sure, you know, because
they're weird.
Well, man. Okay, but their beer scene is so legendary, right?
Right.
That, you know, this is just a modern take on stuff. So
I'm not sure what kind of German beer this would pair with, because, you know, I mean, the three German food groups are pork, potatoes, and bread. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, how does it cut through that?
Well, apparently an apple crumble. You could put, you know, some strudel or something.
Yeah, some strudel?
Yeah.
Some strudel. Hey, let's rate this up. I got a couple questions afloat for our conversation. Right.
Fine. Okay. So the Wild Berry Cider from BRLO in Germany. Mm. We are going to rate a 3.
Ha. In your face, Mike.
It's all right. So the question I wanted to float it was an interesting choice, I think, that a lot of brewers have had when they are looking for making alternative products.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that if I had, looking back at it, you know, I would have absolutely have guessed that people would have made ciders, you know, right alongside, you know, beers as mm-hmm. an alternative beverage. I think meads are a lot more difficult to source a lot of the ingredients. And I think it's not that I love mead, but I think it's a very complicated for a common brewery to be making.
I think ciders are meads. The most logical.
So
choice.
I guess the thing is that the move that I didn't see was the invasion of hard seltzer and the missed opportunity that cider. Do you think that was because they were chasing a low calorie product?
Yes.
And that was appealing to the consumer?
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, I can create something for you that doesn't have gluten, you know, that is going to be a lower ABV and you'll probably enjoy, you know, drinking this more than any of the beers that we have on.
But I also wonder if cider is viewed as sort of old fashioned and not trendy. Now, granted,
because we've it's had not on a lot of restaurant menus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Now, granted, we've had some very artisanal, beautiful ciders.
Absolutely. That DuPont Reserve belongs on, like, you know, 500 restaurant menus.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, and even Eves I really liked, and the first one I liked too. So, I wonder if maybe there's just not enough exposure to what a cider can be when you're in a day and age of the grocery store ciders, which are just,
those B grade products, you know, kind of sort of topped out a few years ago. You know, they were more on tap than they are now. You don't find them anywhere.
Right.
But they're in the grocery store, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah. And I think this is more time intensive than, say, a seltzer.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So a lot of it's about time is money.
Yeah. And then if you're not in an area where there's a lot of orchards or apples isn't like a part of the community, mm-hmm. it's not going to make any sense either.
So you're saying the base ingredients are probably more expensive as well.
Yeah.
And that probably cuts into margin.
Yeah.
More expensive product to make, longer time to ferment out.
Buy some fruit flavoring and some vodka and...
Yeah, and call it a day.
Carbonate your water and you're done.
Yeah. And I would say that I'm guilty of walking into a lot of tap rooms and there'll be a cider on and I'll never try it. I might sit down and have 12 different, you know,
beers
but I'll never taste it.
I think cider, you know, is a good thing too, like for people that make kettle sours and like different fruited sour beers. I think that's an easy way to merge, but to your earlier point, if people want seltzer, they're not chasing flavor. They're chasing locale. Let's get a minor buzz.
Locale buzz.
And get out of here.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then honestly, we're beer lovers. When we go to a brewery, what are we going to drink? We're going to drink the beer.
And if I'm in Germany, I want a Helles.
Well,
you know?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's chase down some more of that DuPont Reserve.
Let's get the Helles
right.
out of here.
Well, that's going to do it for today. Very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And very interesting.
I never thought that I would pair ED drugs and cider in the same show. Thank you. And yet,
here we are.
I think we need to put that in the notes.
We're here for you.
They ask us about our creative process. Boom. There you go.
There it is.
I'm throwing the gauntlet down. You cannot pull that off. Hard.
All right. Good old boy, Mike. Thank you so much for your contribution today.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I hope you'll explore our back catalog. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, as always, thank you so much for being here.
Can't wait for the next one.
I said back catalog, not back door, right, Dave?
Okay, wow.
This was a very hard episode to get through.
Well, I have some jelly for you if you would like.
Thanks, good old boy, Dave.
Call the police right now.
Come on, bro.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Thanks for joining us. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You forgotten who you are, my friend. Let's do drugs. You said you'd do this to You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC. Up every